Could I ask us to turn in closing, and I actually mean closing, to Galatians chapter 5 to talk about, because I think the sermon shouldn't just be, don't be this, don't be that, don't do that, right? Jesus is saying, not John the Baptist, the way that he fights in the king's court confronting power, but the kingdom of God as it comes in the gospel and the way that God works through people who believe. And in Galatians chapter 5, he says this, and it starts at verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit, for those of you filled with the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught, and this continues, this is Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brothers, if anyone is caught in transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he's something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever one sows, that will they reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one that sows to the Spirit will, from the Spirit, reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone. And especially to those who are of the household of faith. So that's Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, down the page to chapter 6, verse 10 that I read to you. The message today is that the meek and the lowly servant of God, following God simply, faithfully, makes all the difference in the world and is great. So the question at the end of the sermon is, are you following God? Are you following God? Did you think you needed to be like John the Baptist and loud and visible and smart and have an argument for everything? That's not true. You can be ready. You can rightly divide the word of truth. You can sanctify Christ Jesus in your heart and always be ready to give an answer for the hope that you have and do it with gentleness and respect. Are you following God? I think if you're convicted, I want to stop now. I want to sit silently for a moment and let you think about this sermon. And I want to encourage you to ask God to help us live by the Spirit as we know we can, as we ought to. And so we'll just leave a moment of quiet right now to think about that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this remark of Jesus Christ about the simplicity of faith versus the complexities of international intrigue and governance, the fight for the society and the direction. I pray that you help us, regular people, to share the simple truth with those closest to us and those who you bring into our spheres of influence, and that the gospel would be saving people. And yes, people who are voters, Lord. And yes, people who attend churches, Lord. And that the world would be changed, not by a violent revolution or by a fight in the street or by a rhetorical battle between two blog sites, but by the simple truth of your word and your gospel and the love that is shed abroad in our hearts. God, help us to be people who are loving. Help us to be healed of our indignance and our violence in response to people who we feel don't agree with you. Help us to stand firm in the faith and to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and to live well, and to restore people, and to keep watch in ourselves, and to share all good things, to be doing good in season to everyone. And will you help us, Lord, to support one another in this endeavor as your gospel changes the world? And we commit ourselves to you, and we know that it's true, but we know that it has to be you. And it's if you're willing, we'll go to this place or that neighborhood. And will you guide us, please? Will you speak among us and guide us, please, into the work you've prepared beforehand for us to walk in? We ask this in Jesus' name.